from the Career Opportunities Archives.
Hi, everybody. This is Douglas E. Welch from Career Opportunities, and today we are speaking with Christy Greer. Christy is the owner and operator of You Move Me Pilates here in Sherman Oaks, California. And part of the whole reason behind these series of interviews is to introduce you to jobs you may not have heard about, businesses you may not have heard about, maybe things you've never even thought about ever doing as a career. So welcome, Christy. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And we're here in Christy's lovely studio here in on the second floor of a nice place here in beautiful downtown Sherman Oaks.
La Reina Plaza.
I remember when it used to be a theater.
Yeah, I've heard it was a theater.
It used to be downstairs. We first moved here. So, let's start at the beginning. What work did you do before you started this business? Where did you start out?
As a dancer.
Did you go to college for that?
I did. I got my BFA in jazz. Oddly enough, but they called me Christina Ballerina during that time. But I got it from East Carolina University in 1991.
Cool. So, at that point, so you danced for a while then?
I did. I danced for, I don't want to give my age, but I will, until I was 33.
And this was in Broadway style productions?
This was all forms. It started out in ballet and then went to jazz and then I went to musical theater to have longevity because I could sing and not a lot of dancers can sing.
Sure.
And I could act a little bit.
So triple threat.
I was a triple threat.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
So how did you then come to the point of starting your own business?
Well, it started actually before the decision to have my own business. I had my first child, and during birth, I needed to have an emergency C-section, and so I lost the connection, my abdominal connection, and I was freaking out. I didn't know what had happened to my body. No one prepared me for a C-section because I wanted to do everything natural. But because it was an emergency, I did lose that connection, and a friend of mine introduced me to Pilates about 7 months after having my first child, and that's how it started. Well, then it became more of a passion over the years, and by the time my daughter was two, I decided to go into Pilates and get my certification. And then from that point, I thought I would just work at studios, but I decided that I could use my business minor, which I got in East Carolina also, to start my own business.
Well, and that leads perfectly into the next question is, where did you get your business information for starting a business? Because a lot of people, you know, think, oh, I'll start a business, but they really don't have any background in it. They don't have relatives or family or anyone to really help them out with that business. It sounded like you actually did have a business background.
A little bit. I was a business minor, and it was several years before I had finally decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I mean, you always have the dream as a little girl that you're going to open up your own business or be famous. And so mine went into, I'm gonna have my own business one day when I was like 7 or 8. And I wanted a huge health facility with like a spa. I wanted all of it, all in one, like this huge massive building. But of course that dream kind of faded. And I just woke up and said, you know, I would really love to own my own space and really help people understand how to help their bodies. So it kind of transitioned itself over time.
That's good, though. It sounds like, though, at a very young age, you actually sort of had an idea where all this was eventually going.
Yes, and, you know, my stepfather owned his own landscaping business, and he was very successful in our small hometown, but he was incredibly successful and was able to take it to other cities around North Carolina, where I'm from. And I did see that aspect of owning your own business. But when I came into owning my own Pilates business, I was unsure. I wasn't sure where I was going to go, how it was really going to unfold. I just had the drive to do it. And I knew if I had an accountant, if I had a lawyer, if I had my spouse who was standing behind me 100%, as well as a good solid group of friends around me to support me, I knew I could do it.
Oh, that's great. And that, you know, that shows a lot of forethought that a lot of people don't really, again, as I said at the beginning, is to introduce people to things they may even haven't thought about before. And so it sounds like you had a really good start in that regard.
Right.
Now, you mentioned your children.
Yes.
The fact is, Christy and I know each other because our children go to school together.
Yes.
They even have the same piano teacher at this point.
Yes.
So we see a lot of each other
yes, we do.
Between school activities, piano lessons, and other social activities. But one of the questions I had for you is, how does having your own business mesh with your family life? You now have a new 1-year-old?
I have a 9-month baby. That was tough. I will admit it was tough. But it was tough getting up and having it all mesh with the pregnancy and finding out that I was pregnant when I first said, here's the money for the business. Then I found out I was pregnant. That's when it became complicated because I would, can I say this?
Sure.
I would be working out people and then I would go into the back to throw up. And then I would come back and work people out and then I would go back. And it just really trying to level out my own hormones. But again, it was my drive that pushed me. I was adamant about getting up in the morning and just looking at myself and saying, you can do this. You can do anything.
That's one of the things I always say, though, is, and this is something you really demonstrate in that story and just in general, is you can do so much more for your career, whether it's working for another company or running your own business, when you have that passion.
Yes.
I'm always looking for that P word from people. Wow, you're so passionate about this.
Yeah, and I really am. But I think the most difficult thing about that was really knowing that the hourly rate that I was charging was worth, that I was worth that. That I was really worth it. And I had to constantly remind myself that the Joseph Pilates technique is what they're paying for. And if I could keep out of that it wasn't just me that they were paying for, it was also the technique, then it made it more worth it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think that's something that everybody deals with, yeah. Is what is the price for your services? And that kind of insecurity, if
yes,
you will, of, you know, am I really worth this?
Yes.
I've actually written columns in the past where I've talked about that, about the fact that yes, you are worth it, and
yes,
never apologize for your rate, even to the point.
And it's difficult to not apologize.
It is.
Especially when there are those that come in that completely can't afford it, and then there are those that can come in and who are on the borderline of maybe being able to, you know, to afford it. And with those, I do make exceptions. And I know how to make an exception with someone who's just wanting to make a deal with me and someone who really needs that deal.
Right. Well, and that's the important part. That's something I always try to have a little bit of volunteer work that I do at all times. I always have at least one project of where I am giving of myself, because I know, I'm sure I can hear in your discussion already that you really want to help people.
I do.
And, you know, the money is necessary, yes, we all have to make a living,
yes,
but there is that underlying drive of wanting to help people at a very basic point. So that's an interesting, you know, that's a juggling act, I know.
It really is, and I think to charge for me right now is to have a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if I had a different location out of my home, I know my prices would be less. I know that I wouldn't need to charge as much, but the prices are at a rate where I do need to pay the bills.
Well, I'll tell you real quick what I tell a lot of people. If people don't flinch just a little bit at your quoted rate, you're not charging enough, guys. Okay, just, you know, I know it's tough, but trust me, if they don't flinch just a little bit,
yeah,
you're not charging enough.
That's true.
And that's how I tell people to kind of get over that anxiety about that. It's like, you know, if people say yes immediately, you basically know you underpriced yourself, so you need to move on.
I think that was a difficult thing, was saying, you're out of sessions. I literally had to stand in front of the mirror and say, you are out of sessions today. And practice that.
Yeah, it can be really difficult, you know, to say, you have to stand and say, well, you're out of contract, you're out of sessions, it's time to re-up.
Yes.
What can I sign you up for?
Yes.
I always try to put it that way. So, I see we need to re-sign, so how many can I sign you up for? And try to, you know, put a positive spin on it. But
I know.
It is very tough. Going back to the children for a minute, because mm-hmm, I know your daughter is now, I guess, they're moving into sixth grade. I can't believe that. But how does she perceive your work?
She loves it. And that was another reason I didn't really expand, I didn't even say. I saw that my daughter, I wouldn't say that she didn't have or didn't see her mother in a light that I wanted her to see me in. I really wanted her to see that a woman can go out there and still have a career and raise a family. And I wanted her to see that she could do anything that she wanted. I wanted her to see that in me because I didn't think that I was giving that to her the way that my mother gave it to me. And I really wanted to share that experience with her. But something that she loved, something that she was passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And though my business is not huge, it's not Equinox, but it is something that I really love, and I wanted her to see that.
Now, as far as time, is it more difficult for you to organize your time? I know in my own freelance work, it seems to be a little bit easier because I can set my schedule. I can decide to work in the evenings if I need to. I can decide and then still be there to pick up from school. What have you found to be the case with that?
That's a great question. I've definitely learned time management in owning my own business because it has been difficult for me to decline a client that I knew I needed financially. But I chose my daughter's soccer game over it. And I've chosen her piano recitals over it, or her dance recitals. And, you know, it is a balance, and I'm learning that every day. I think I'm a lot better with it now. I do take time and for my family, and it really gives respect. My clients have a lot of respect for that because they are primarily mothers, and they completely understand. And being agreeable also with the clients and their families really helps them to be agreeable with me when I can't schedule them.
Yeah, truly is a balancing act. You do have... You have the flexibility, you have the freedom, and then you have to learn how to kind of work within that framework.
Yes, and I teach my daughter that, no, today is not the day that mommy can be there.
Which is important. They need to know that. Children need lots of encouragement and lots of interaction, but there's times they need to understand, too, that reality is you do need to go out and make a living sometimes.
Yes.
There's some people in our generation who haven't quite figured that out yet.
I agree.
So don't be those people. Okay.
No, don't be those people.
For a business like this, what does the future hold? Where do you grow this business? What does this business turn into? Is it kind of a steady state where it just stays you in your studio working, getting better and better and better at what you do? Do you expect to expand? Do you want to expand?
I do. I want to expand. I'm not quite sure how to do that yet because I do have to put my priorities in line with my family. For the next few years, it will just be me being steady. And until my second daughter gets old enough where I can... expand more.
When you have the preschool and
I have the preschool,
kindergarten,
and yes.
You just time
starts
to free
up. I have other people,
up.
You know, to
yeah.
rely on and to pay for. But I do want to expand. I'm not quite sure where I want to go yet. I think about it every day. I should invent something. What should I invent for Pilates? What could I do to make it better? So right now, the first step I'm actually going to take is it's called a pink ribbon program, mm-hmm. and it's for women who have had breast cancer. And how to help them recover physically from it. So that's my next step that I want to take, and I'm doing a workshop in September on that.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Please yeah. let us know. I'll pass it on to folks
Definitely.
Out there. I always like to, as I say, share the wealth.
So, absolutely.
So I ask this of everybody. what would you like to have known when you got started that you didn't know? If you knew then what you knew now, what type of lessons, what type of advice would you give to someone who's entering into this realm of work?
That's a scary question because I've given every answer, and I guess it depends on the time of day, how many glasses of wine. No, if I had known. I've actually answered that, and I'm nervous to even say this on a Career Opportunities podcast, but I think if I had known I was pregnant, I may not have gone into the venture, which is probably why it happened the way it happened, because if I had known, I would have never done it.
Right.
But now that I do know, what would I change?
You know, what were the surprises as you started, you know, moving into this
okay.
career? What things surprised you that you look back and I'm going to go, oh, yeah, that was a lesson.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The money you put into it. Really working to be more frugal as opposed to paying for everything full price.
you learn the wholesale word,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you do. You learn the wholesale word. And you also learn right away, should you be a part of certain, like we were talking about before, should you put your money into certain things? Where is your business really going to go? So I didn't put my business into Better Business Bureau. I saved that money. I didn't put it into a really high extended website. I built my own website. I don't have my schedule online, which you pay monthly for. I didn't do those types of things, but I had to learn really fast. Did I want them? Did I not want them? I didn't put myself on radio, which I've had opportunity to do, because there was only me. I had to realize how big can I really handle this. And so I guess it was more money, financial aspects that I learned really quickly what to do and what not to do.
Well, I mean, one of the things that hit me is, you know, when you're out of pencils or out of pens.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the office where you used to work.
Yeah.
It's like you had to go to Costco and buy pens, and they're expensive.
Oh, and the printer ink.
The printer ink.
The printer ink is really expensive because I have this dinosaur of a printer that you've helped me on that requires 4 or 5 ink. What do you call them?
Well, they're ink cartridges.
Different colors. Yes. So, yeah, that was a learning experience.
So, anything else you'd like to offer out to people as far as business? I'd like to also just, this is the question that I couldn't remember earlier that just came back to me. It's like, just to get a very quick understanding of your philosophy of Pilates, too. Because I know we've sort of touched on that in the past, just hanging out and talking.
Yeah.
So, well, what's your philosophy behind what you do?
I don't know if it's a philosophy, if it's a training. I'm not really sure. That's a good question. I haven't really thought about a philosophy for me. But as far as training, breath is everything. You know, breathing is everything in Pilates. And it really does work from the inside out. It isn't a myth. It actually really does work from the inside out. Now, you're not going to see results the way you would if you were to starve yourself and, you know, go to the gym 24/7. But you do see power and strength in your body that you would have never had before. And it's quite unbelievable. It really is. Joseph was, he was ahead of his time, incredibly ahead of his time. And I think the background that he had in the martial arts really help, because they do talk of chi and certain points in the body that are aligned, and when you curve, actually there is a flow of energy. And it works. It's bizarre, but, you know, for some to wrap their heads around it, but it really does work. And I've seen grown men who run 6 miles a day, who pump the iron and have the what they call the guns, come in, and in 5 minutes they're sweating as if they've been working out for 3 hours. So
it's a different type of work, a different type of...
It really is. It works muscles that the body didn't even know it had.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Christy, as
thank
always.
You.
If you out there have any further questions for Christy, please send them to me via email at career@weltrite.com, or you can also leave them in comments on the website, and I'll come over and talk to Christy and get the answers that you may be looking for. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. This is Douglas E. Welch for Career Opportunities with Christy Greer.
Thank you, Doug.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@weltrite.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.